Right, this is Radio 2, this is Daisy, and time for me to try and be a little bit funny, or at least pretend I'm slightly funny. We have a very funny man on the line. Hey, Tommy.
Hello, Daisy, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Tommy Tiernan, now, you must have people talking to you all the time and taking the mickey out of your accent, or is that just me?
No, that would just be you, Daisy. This is the first time it's ever happened. Did you imagine that in Ireland that we all find each other's accents hilarious? We all Mickey out of ourselves morning, noon, and night. That would be a good way to live. But no, you're the first.
Thanks. Well, there are a lot of different accents here in the UAE. Myself, one of my favourite things is to mimic accents and to copy them. Over here, I'm spoilt for choice.
I was in Abu Dhabi once, and we spent a night in the desert with men in powerful Land Rovers.
So you're coming to perform in Dubai for the first time. I understand it's very eagerly anticipated.
By who, I wonder?
that's just what it says. I don't know. Apparently you're eagerly anticipating.
By me, maybe.
Yeah. What brings you over here at last?
I'm hoping to be tolerated by the people out there. And the reason I'm going out is just distraction, really. Every now and again you get an opportunity to do something interesting, so it would be foolish of me to have said no. Also, my wife, it's one of the only places I'm going to that my wife has insisted on coming as well, so there must be shops there, are there?
Quite a few, yeah, known for a few shops. We've got the world's largest mall, so you'll lose her for a couple of hours if you take her there.
I'm a big fan of shopping centres, a big fan.
In this shopping centre, the Dubai Mall, we've got an ice rink in the mall.
Wow.
And the world's largest aquarium.
Wow, well, look, I'm sold already. I'm very excited.
Do you tailor your sort of routine and your act to the areas that you're going to? Like, do you do a little bit of research?
No, but you're not the first person to mention that might be a possibility when I'm performing in Dubai. I don't really tailor my act. I'd obviously be sensitive. So if there are things, you can advise me. Are there things that I should and shouldn't say?
Oh, well, basically, you can't get away with saying anything over here. Just stand there and pull funny faces and you'll be fine.
All right, okay. I'll behave. But only just.
Is there any secret to telling jokes?
This is a funny thing to say now, but you got to follow your stomach. It's genuinely about breathing and about following your breath, and I find that works. Sometimes, you know, you can be talking and you start to force it a little too much, and before you know it, you're out of breath, and you're trying to talk and trying to be hilarious, and you're sounding more and more desperate. Mm. So I find, for me, in all walks of life, just to follow my stomach. And hope for the best. Would you like to try a joke out on me, Daisy?
Yes, I would actually, because I do like telling jokes. My friend is a comedian.
Now, follow your stomach. Follow your stomach.
I just got a new aftershave that smells of breadcrumbs.
Oh, really?
The birds love it.
Ah.
Do you not get it?
That's a good joke.
Thanks,
that's
Tommy.
A good joke.
Thanks.
You can do openers for me if you like.
Can I? You're like this massively famous comedian, and I've just told you my worst joke ever, and you didn't even laugh. I've got another one. I'll just do one more for you.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
I tried courting an owl during a heavy downfall, but it was too wet to woo.
Too wet to woo?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. Daisy, you're on fire.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
You're on fire.
Can you just quickly talk to me about your gig in Dubai? You're coming 21st of March, performing at the Irish Village. It's going to be a great night. What can people expect?
I've no idea. If I knew exactly what people could expect, then there would be no point in coming because there'd be no adventure. You can expect somebody who'll be following their stomach with mischief. Stories, divilment and mischief.
Looking forward to it, Tommy. Thank you so much.
Daisy, it was a pleasure listening to you. Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.